Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, and our special guest for tonight, Jack Smith. And now, Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, whose music has been compared to the pipes of Pan, are ready to pick up their pipes and pans and beat out the tune after you've gone.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review from New York. A few days ago, we were in Washington where we had the honor of appearing before the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. After the show, the president compared our knowledge of music to that of Deems Taylor. He said, "I deem it advisable that you all become Taylors."
Mr. Jonze, you're a big man in Washington. Please ask them to put a stop to it.
Put a stop to what?
The automobile manufacturers. The papers say that they will produce 1 million new cars this year.
Well, what are you nervous about? Are you a used car dealer?
No, I'm a pedestrian.
Oh, why was I born?
Mr. Jonze, there are some things even science can't answer.
It's no use. However, I'm happy to introduce the young lady you've been waiting for, the Park Avenue Hillbilly Dorothy Shea.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, Spike, I've been dying to hear all about your appearance at the Press Club dinner in Washington.
Oh, it was swell, Dorothy. Everything was wonderful. The only thing that bothered me was being dressed formal. I hope I never have to wear those high, stiff collars again.
Why not?
Well, every time I hiccuped, my head disappeared. The Slickers didn't like them either, you know.
I hope the Slickers behaved themselves in front of the president.
Oh, yes, they promised they would before we went out on the stage.
And did the Slickers play ball?
Yes, but I wish they'd played music. Anyhow, the press correspondents were all swell guys. After the show, they sent a big bouquet of flowers to my dressing room. Luckily, I was out when the explosion occurred.
That's all right, Spike. You should be very proud, especially after having your picture taken with Margaret Truman.
I am, Dorothy. She's a charming, gracious young lady and a fine artist. She was our surprise guest artist, and boy, was I thrilled.
Well, I can't blame you. It was a real responsibility, but you certainly handled it well. But let me tell you about another guy who had to learn about another kind of responsibility. You all must know little Johnny Doe, the carefree guy who said he wouldn't wear. Well, a cutie came along, and it didn't take her long to make him forget what he'd say. He swore by stars above he'd never fall in love, but over our wedding there'll be you. He didn't watch his step, and now he must accept responsibility. He met a pretty girl who set his heart awhirl, and now all her folks want to see the future son-in-law who'll soon be heading for responsibility. Instead of the corner pool room where he knew quite a thing or two, the kitchen will be his school. never knew. He doesn't know it yet, the half of what he'll get. That starts with the minister's fee. They'll live like turtle doves if he's the type that loves responsibility. The days when he bent an elbow, well, his honey says, are gone for good. If you want to bend an elbow, well, you can go bend it chopping wood. He never will forget, I hope he won't regret, that stroll by the beautiful sea. She spied a handsome lot, which led to you know what? Responsibility. Responsibility.
Journey with the City Slickers to the beautiful Hawaiian Islands. Tropical Polynesian paradise in the far-off Pacific. Picturesque Hawaii, where the principal industry is growing grass for hula skirts. It's fun to sit around and watch the natives rotating their crops. As the sun goes away from the shore and the boat sinks slowly in the west, we find ourselves on the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards. Ule ule. We hear the natives softly chant.
Thank you.
that was swell. Hawaiian music does something to me.
Me too, Dorothy. It gives me that feeling of Tahua Hawaii, Pali Luau, and Aloha Nui.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it lends a little class to the show. And right here to lend some more class to the show is the popular recording artist and radio star Jack Smith.
Well, thank you, folks. Hi, Spike. Hello, Dorothy. You know, I've really looked forward to a return engagement with you in the Spotlight Review. You're two of my top favorites.
Really, Jack?
That's right, Dorothy. I think your voice is like honey, your southern accent's as smooth as maple syrup, and they go together like peaches and cream.
This sounds like breakfast with Brenneman.
And as for you, Spike, well, I think you're one of the finest musicians in the country.
Oh, Jack, you're just saying that now.
No, I'm not.
Well, somebody just said it.
Look, Spike, how about the three of us going to see a good show tomorrow night? A show that's got beautiful girls.
That's right up my alley.
A handsome leading man.
That's right up my alley.
And the tickets are only $10 a piece.
Set them up in the other alley.
Well, Jack, I know you've dreamed up something special for us tonight.
Well, Spike, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I thought it would be a good idea to offer an advance salute with Shawnee O'Shea.
Faith, and I'm agreeing with you. Jack Smith with the Clark Sisters and Shawnee O'Shea.
Who do they say has a way with the lady? Who do they plan as the man of the day? Who in his wink has a twinkle of Hades? Shawnee O, Shawnee O, Shawnee O'Shea. If he grows fonder beyond city limits, and he makes love till you shove him away, if he still spoons till the moon gets dim, it's Shawnee O, Shawnee O, Shawnee O'Shea.
Children cry, damsels cry, ladies lie, spinsters sigh for
Shawnee O'Shea.
And though he's quite a roué, they go for Shawnee O'Shea. Young and gay, old and gray, they all pray he will stay, he's quite in demand.
In the city he's the toast of it, he makes the most of it, cause O'Shea likes to play to the grandstand. Better beware, he's as fair as the follow. Looking his way turns a nay to a yay, making each heart want to start in to follow.
Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shay.
In his blue suit, who's as cute as the dickens? Irish eyes dancing and trancing, yay. Makes your heart buzz while your blood pressure quickens. Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee O'Shea. Who's got hair that is carelessly waving? At the top, built like a ship in a spray. Trousers so tight, he looks right from the Navy. Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee O'Shea. Betsy beams, Daisy dreams, Greta gleams, Sally screams for Shawnee O'Shea.
They all are carried away by Mr. Shawnee O'Shea. He annoys all the boys, he destroys all the joys,
but who can they sue? If they gave the Casanova brain a shot of Novocaine,
would it kill all the thrill of his voodoo?
Why is each lad feeling sad when the fun's on? What's the gay blade in the shade gonna say? Who would each swain like to train all his guns on?
Shawnee, oh Shawnee, oh Shawnee,
was a royal salute, Jack. Jack Smith will be on again in a few minutes. Right now, here's Joe King.
Have a Coke, says a friend, when you meet on the street. Ice cold Coca-Cola, says the vendor, as you sit in the grandstand. Both mean the same thing, as you know. Both are the registered trademarks of the Coca-Cola Company. Ask for either Coke or Coca-Cola, and you get quick refreshment. Buy a case or a carton, and you're ready to offer easy, welcome hospitality.
Long about now, it's time to introduce
Spike Jones Bank are the 465 members. We buy all your records, 946 to be exact. And we think you're really swell, and we listen to all your broadcasts. My name is Georgie.
Hello, Georgie. What jargon are you noggin tonight?
I have evolved a poem which I was most anxious to enunciate.
Sounds like it might be revolting. Carry on, old boy.
Mercy, Bowcup. To Spike Jones, there is one wish I would like to utter. I wish you was my uncle, my mother's brother. Even though mother has got one brother, she won't mind having another. So if you be my uncle, my heart would flutter to think that you were my mother's brother's other brother.
The very thought of it makes me shudder, brother. Now Dorothy Shea is back in the spotlight with Love Is So Terrific.
Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling, makes you want to cuddle and play. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of devil. Terrific thing. Love is so prolific, sends your heart a-reeling, makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you sigh and wonder, hits you just like thunder. Terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Oh, 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 love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your color, makes you want to holler. Terrific thing. Suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Oh, wow, look what it's done to me. Oh, love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hold the world on a string. Gets your throat so lumpy, love can make you jumpy. Ouch! I said, ouch! Oh, that love is a terrific thing.
You've convinced me, Dorothy. Comes now a young man who spent many years here in the naked city trying to make a bare living. Did he give up? No. Just as poverty reared its ugly head, he reared his ugly head. And what a quick decision. Here he is, Doodles Weaver's Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. For my song tonight, I have selected a very tender ballad entitled Sonny Boy. I believe I'm in voice. Unique for vocally and voice, music maestro, if you please, Eddie Cliff, Sonny Boy. Well, I'm up on my knees, Sonny Boy. Two will get you three, Sonny Boy. Pretty good odds, you know. Though you're only three, Sonny Boy, you've no way of knowing. You're pretty dumb, you know. There's no way of showing. It's a sort of a waste of time, isn't it? How mean you are to me. What you mean to me, Sonny Boy. When there are skag rides, the grayest guys, I don't mind the gay strides. No, grayest guys, you blink them, you bloody soy. You make me blue, boy, son. Have some fun, honey bun.
Bun, that sounds like bread.
Bread, bread, piped the actor, so the curtain came down with a roll. You make them blue, sunny boy, when friends forsake me.
Friends!
Let them all forsake me. I still have you, and I'm stuck with you. You're sent from heaven. Special delivery, airmail, collect. Gotta pay it. And I know your worth. In fact, you're about the worst thing I ever saw. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. Your father's mustache.
That mustache that kept winking and blinking at me. What was the name of it? Was it Chloe, isn't it?
Elmer, Evelyn, no, Paul, Silver, Beef, and Page, and Adam, Hack, and Curly Icer. It's just guiding me, say.
Wrong act. Funny boy, you've got your mother's eyes, your mother's nose, your mother's smile, and your mother's face. That leaves her with a pretty blank expression, doesn't it?
Well, I'm old and gray hair, just like that old gray mare.
The old gray mare, she ain't looking to be here. Gray mare, that's a horse.
A horse! And there they go, around the mommy inside Mighty Allen's alley in front. Wonderful Jolson is second, and it looks like mother-in-law is moving in again.
I love you so, sunny boy.
Glorious, Professor. Now Jack Smith and the Clark sisters, Dorothy Shea and the Slickers, pay their respects to New York and the Great White Way with Broadway Rhythm, 42nd Street, and give my regards to Broadway.
Broadway Rhythm, it's got me, everybody down. Broadway Rhythm, it's got me, everybody down. Out on the gay white way in each merry cafe, orchestra's play, taking your breath away. With that Broadway rhythm, it's got me. Everybody sing and dance.
Oh, that Broadway rhythm.
Broadway rhythm, it's got me. Everybody sing.
Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to. 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little Nifty from the 50s, innocent and sweet, and the lively lady from the 80s, they all get the beat. They're side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can meet the elite. Naughty, a body, gaudy, body, 42nd Street.
Ha ha ha.
is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you very much, New York, for making our stay here a wonderful experience. I hope you'll invite us back again, right, Dorothy?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Hey, Spike, what time is our train leave for Washington?
Well, it's very simple. I got a timetable right here. Let's see. Trains for Washington. It says see Schedule D.
All right, see Schedule D.
Okay. Schedule D, Schedule D says see Figure 5.
Well, let's see Figure 5.
Figure 5 says see Footnote B. And what do you think Footnote B says?
What does it say?
If you've read this far, you've already missed the train. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Milhurst Trio as guests and your favorite numbers from Spike and Dorothy. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on the same CBS station. Spike Jones and the City Slickers begin a two-week engagement at the National Theater in Washington this Sunday. Dorothy Shea will appear as guest on the Jack Smith Show on CBS next Thursday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.